Transform Life Solutions on Stray FM's Family Show.
On the show this evening, we're talking about body image, which is a huge area. It's a huge subject area to talk about. So here to talk us through it, I have Eric Shaw from Transform Life Solutions. Hello, Eric.
Hi, Beth. How are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. Why are we talking about this now? What is it about this time of year that means body image might be more at the forefront of people's minds?
Okay, well, at this time of year, people are thinking about going on holidays more often. We're out and about because of the good weather and longer days and lighter nights. So we tend to be interacting with more strangers and more people just in the general public.
Which, generally speaking, would be a good thing. It would be a nice thing.
Yeah, it's nice to get out and see people. But if you've got a challenge with how you feel or what you think about your own body, then that can lead to people avoidance of situations, social situations, and wearing summer clothes, for instance, could be a challenge for some people because of the way they feel about themselves.
Summer is a time when you end up having more body out, even as simple as the temperature is higher. You know, in winter you can have duffel coats and jeans and boots and you sort of almost would forget about what's under there, and summertime you're expected to get it out. Are we talking, I'm presuming we're talking about people who might be overweight. Is that the be-all and end-all, or is it more complicated than that?
Yeah, it's various things. So people that are overweight or underweight, it's what you think about your own image. Some people may actually be within a normal range of weight, but they feel very self-conscious of their image. So it's a variety of people. And at the wider ranges, it's people that are struggling with being overweight, and then other people that are struggling with being grossly underweight and the health-related issues that happen because of that. These days, more and more so, social media is a big impact on people. Peer pressure from our own social groups that we live in. So there's a variety of areas that might impact on what you think about yourself.
I think it affects everybody, has seeing that all the time. I think I am in the healthy weight range, and yet on my Facebook, on my Twitter, on my Instagram especially, it's probably my own fault because I follow these, follow the people who are gym fanatics and look gorgeous, and you're constantly thinking, I could be better. It's not so much as I would have low enough self-esteem so I couldn't go out, but you constantly have this thing saying, oh, I should have done better there, I should have done more exercise, I shouldn't have eaten that. It's a really horrible cycle to get into, and it's a popular cycle.
Yeah, and we're often comparing ourselves because we're social beings as humans, aren't we? So we want to fit into social groups. So if you aspire to fit into a certain social group, you know, like you're a person that goes to the gym a lot, you kind of want to fit into what that stereotype is like. And if you have a distorted image of what that is, and in general in social media, we're going to get the pinnacle of, say, someone who's a fitness fanatic. We're not going to get someone in social media at the lower end of that just goes to the gym every now and again.
They don't bother taking the pictures.
Yeah. So you're going to fit into, you're going to think, I want to aspire to that. And in healthy thought processes, that's okay, because we want to do a little bit better, and sometimes we don't do as good as we wanted to do. But it's when that goes out of control and then we are fixated on driving ourselves to either being excessively thin or choose bad lifestyle choices that affect the way that we perceive ourselves. And then we might give up. And then we overeat, comfort eat.
Where does it start? Where does this sort of lack of confidence in your own body or the overall under-eating, where does that come from?
So sometimes it can come from challenges that we've had in our early life, how we've been educated, but also how we've been brought up, and if we've had personal trauma. So that can lead to overeating or undereating challenges, and that's just a way of coping with the pain that we've got. Often it's education, Sometimes it's as simple as that, education and then lifestyle choices. But for the more challenged clients, I would say that usually there's some kind of life, early life trauma that's really could do with being readdressed.
You wouldn't expect those things to be linked, would you? You're kind of, I think we would say if somebody is overall underweight, well, the problem must be food. It must be how they deal with food. But actually, it's deeper than that, and it's come from something that could have happened years or decades ago. Does it take long to tap into that?
So basically, I'd normally see a client once a week for an hour. And in these situations, to make an effective change, I would generally see someone for 6 weeks, and in that time, you can start to make some change that's effective.
If there are people who think they would like to come and talk to you about, they may feel it's a body image issue, a self-esteem issue. It could not be. It's a whole variety of different things it could be. What do they do, Eric? Where's the first step, and how can they get in touch with you at Transform?
Yeah, so they can give me a call on 077 916 74185, or they can contact me by email through my website at Transform Life Solutions.
We'll also put some links for people at strayfm.com so they can find those. Eric, thank you very much, and a huge good luck and welcome to summer for everyone who's feeling a little bit of those emotions that we've been talking about today.
Thank
Eric,
you.
Thank you.
Transform Life Solutions on Stray FM's Family Show.